Hello, fans. This is Marty Lurie. Reaching the major leagues usually has its twists and turns along the way. Getting to the majors as a manager coach can be just as challenging. Bob Welch, former A's Cy Young Award winner, is now the Arizona Diamondbacks pitching coach. Last year, he managed the Scottsdale Scorpions of the Independent Western Baseball League. Bob Welch tells us about making this unique jump.
I think the one that's probably the freshest is the one in the way that it's came about for me to participate here with the Arizona Diamondbacks on the mound. And I just kind of have a little story talking about how I was over at the mall one time, and there was a gentleman who yelled out my name. I had no idea who it was. Not too many people really know me walking around the Phoenix area, but it happened to be our announcer, Tom Brenneman. I turned around and there he was, and he just kind of asked me if I had any interest getting back into baseball, and I said, sure, yeah, I have some, and he said, well, you know, I just know that I have heard your name a few places being mentioned for a possible candidate to be the pitching coach, and I kind of felt good about that, you know, where it's a situation where someone would want you. I'm friends with Bob Melvin. He had talked to me a little bit, and the next thing you know, I was having an interview with Joe and Bob Brenly. And we talked for about an hour and a half, and the process went on where they were interviewing some other people, and it finally came to the point where I was in Kansas pheasant hunting, driving around these little stories, you know, on these little dirt roads, and I have an uncle who's 81 years old who comes from Arkansas, and we kind of corral all the birds so he can get an opportunity to chase them down. And it was Bob Brenly, and he said, hey, if there's any way that you're interested in taking this job, that you can have it. It was kind of foggy there because we were on a cell phone. I said, well, when I get back on mainland there, I'll give you a haul. And I kind of rode around with my uncle and a couple other friends and had told him the situation that was involved, talked with my family, and promptly called him back so he went and changed his mind. It's probably been one of the neatest experiences I've ever had in the game, that everything that I have learned from coaches along the way, players, teammates, you know, trainers or whatever, to pass it on to someone to hopefully hold ourselves accountable for what position we have. And mine's the pitching coach, and each particular pitcher for trying to improve himself from one start to the next, and how we can really maximize what we get out of each individual.
Interviews are always interesting. What sort of interview did you have with Bob Brenly? Because he knows you, and obviously you're well known in baseball. What sort of an interview was it?
Well, it was pretty much just kind of talking about myself. You know, I really don't have any specialty other than just for the love of the game, you know, and what I've learned along the way. I have a tendency to pass that out, you know, and share that information as if you shared it with me, or as if Sandy Koufax shared with me, or Fred Adams, or Dave Duncan, or Dave Stewart, or whoever it is. And there's a little questionnaire with yourself at times, like, do you have the knowledge or whatever? And, you know, you're a little concerned. But then you get out here and you see and you start drawing from all the coaches, and you've been participating for 25 years playing baseball, that you kind of get proud and kind of pat yourself on the back to say, well, boy, oh boy, I mean, some of the things that you share with people are really interesting, you know, that somebody may not have that type of idea in their head, and a lot of the stuff that I have came from people who have passed it on to me in the Dodger organization, with Don Drysdale and Larry Sherry and Carl Erskine, Roy Campanella, you know, and Don Newcomb, and our pitching coaches Red Adams and Ron Paranoski, and then as well all the pitchers that I've played with throughout my time. You know, I've always tried to seek out people who could share some things with me, and then at the same time you try to see if they fit in your little repertoire, or whether or not they work for you. And if they don't, then you go on to the next one, and you just always try to seek out information that can make me a better person as well as a better coach.
Bob Welch won 211 big league games during an impressive major league career with the Dodgers and the Athletics. Welch reached the promised land in 1990, winning 27 and losing only 6 for the A's, with a Cy Young Award included in his postseason honors. Now he coaches Hall of Famer-to-be Randy Johnson. Good story. This is Marty Lurie. Join me again for Memories of the Game.